It is time now to bring in Arjun Singh as we go around the world to Jaisalmer, India. And let's bring him in. Hello, Arjun.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. Where are you?
Oh, I'm right now. It's a very important particular place. You know, we especially need a card which is called Aadhaar card. It's a 12-digit unique identity number, which means a basic card. And it's a proof of residence, not a proof of citizenship. So we all need this. And Anita, she didn't get it. Being in government employee, I got it early, but she didn't get it. So we came in the office to get that Aadhaar card.
And where is the office?
Well, it's the district collector office. This is the only one place where you can have that. It's a bit crowded, so I came early in the morning, just fit the form, we gave it, and now we came back, waited for a couple of hours, and then we got our turn. So she is now right on the seat. That I say it's called hot seat, and she is giving some documents. And it's, this card is based on completely on biometric and demographic. So she needs to just give her fingerprints and then scan of the eyes.
So that's it. And how long? Okay, so what time did you get there? How long did you wait? Just as a lesson. I mean, you know, you have the ability to compare because you have been here and you know how long and how impatient people are. But how many people were there? What time did you get there?
Actually, we came here yesterday, and it was crowded. So they gave us a form. Second form, we got it, and then we just completed in the at night, and we submitted in the morning. So we came in the morning again, and then we have been given some time by the clerk here, and then he said better if you come in the evening, maybe like 4 to 6. So we just came at 4 to 6. So better if I say 100 to 150 people every time waiting for their turn, very crowded. Only center in the district where you can have your Aadhaar card, so it takes a lot of time. But so, you must be very very patient. You must have that, otherwise you can't complete it.
And is it supposed to be sent to you, or do you just how often do you need to get it?
Well, it is always just sent on your residential address. But if you really need it, then you can just get it the print because some numbers are given to you, and you can track the number when it is printed. You can have it on the computer, so it's online. Actually, it's connected with everything. It's connected with your bank account. It's connected with your income tax account. It's connected with your mobile SIM. So it's going to be very special because Anita, she opposed for a long time. She said that it's a right of privacy, so she is not interested to make it. But I did it because being government employee, I was ordered to have my Aadhaar card, so I got it. But right now, because if you go to the bank and if you don't have that 12-digit unique identity card, then you can't make any transaction in the bank. So that's why this is the final chance for Anita. So she finally came to this office, and now she's going to do this. Because most of the people, they think that, well, when they think about their privacy, they are not ready to do it. But this is, I better say, it's an order, and you have to follow this, because it's not the proof of citizenship. You can't go with the Aadhaar card, and you can't travel to the other countries. It's not a passport. But it is the proof of residence, that you live in this place, and you are from that place. You have that your bank account, you have that your income tax account, you have that your mobile SIM, so people can track you easily. Well, I think I'm in favor of this because I know it's good for us because there are so many people, they have many different addresses and they have many voter cards and they vote from the village, they vote from the city, they vote from some metropolitan cities. So right now, you can only vote once in your life because you have your Aadhaar card and that's going to connect it with your voter list. It's going to be very important, and I definitely am agreed with these things, and so that's why I always support it. But when the matter comes of the privacy, right of privacy, then the people think it another way because it's going to connect it with your bank account, it's going to connect it with your driving license, it's going to connect with your SIM and everything. So people have a different opinion, but being a government employee, I just follow this, and I'm agreed with these things, and I like these conditions, and so that's why I got early. And the same thing, the girder, because when you are in a school, even now the school administrations, they ask you to have the Aadhaar card. So girder has a Aadhaar card. I have an Aadhaar card. Anita had not, but right now she is going to have that.
And what about your father, mother, etc., other members of the house?
Yes, they got it. My father was a retired lecturer, so he got it because if you need your pension, then you need your Aadhaar number. So they got it. not being in a government job, so she didn't think about it. But now, right now, when she went to bank to just give some to submit some money, and at that time they asked for the Aadhaar number, and so that's why she couldn't do that. And then came back, and then she told me, then said, "Well, you need that card, and we will have to do that, and we can. Although it's very crowded, it's very tiring, it takes a lot of time, but no one can help in this way because this is a system, and you have to follow that system. So we do that."
And is the purpose of it to basically know who's who and who's where and yeah? I think
right now it connects with your income system. It's connected with your income tax card. So, for example, if I don't pay income tax, then I come to know my bank account is there. It's connected. Now my bank account, my income tax account, my mobile SIM, my driving license, my government job, they all are connected right now. Now they know who the Arjun Singh is. Otherwise, I can just give different identities. Now I have a one unique identity, and that is 12-digit Aadhaar card, basic number. So it's really good. I really like it. So I agreed, and that's why I told her, and so she's going to have it.
Right. No, it's finding the balance between being, keeping track of organized and then
yes.
tracking,
yes.
which is a completely
yes.
different
yes.
thing.
Yes, so the same thing. I went through this thing in 2009 when I went to the U.S. Embassy. They just took my fingerprints. They scanned my eyes in 2009, and something is going to happen with Anita in 2017. It took time, but I really know that. I told her that it's good. It's good for you. It's good for everyone. So that's why I am aware with these things. I am familiar with these things because having that achievement, you can say, or I think the most fortunate person, or I have that chance to come to U.S. and to go to the U.S. Embassy and then go to the international airport and then all these things. So I went through these things, but for the local people who never went out of Jaisalmer, they think it's just a nonsense, but it is not.
No, it's very, and this is why we continue the show, but it is very hard for people to make the leap, if you will, that it's so different. If you haven't seen it, then you don't know how different it is. And it doesn't matter how many pictures or even how many Facebook posts because people just get used to seeing pictures of different places. It's, this has gone on for years. Should you look at a picture of the Eiffel Tower, or should you see the real thing? Is it different?
But I would like to thank, actually, the clerks who are working from early morning to the evening. The man who is dealing with our case, Mr. Ashok, he's smiling. I told her that I'm going to just announce his name on the radio.
Okay.
He's happy with that.
Well, we thank him, too, and tell him that I don't know how many miles away in a very small town where it rains much more than it rains there.
Okay.
A lot of people have just heard that he is there and that he's very kind, and, it's good. It's good to know. And we give
her
our very best, and we send you our love, of course, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir. Take care. Bye.
That is Arjun Singh, and we just headed around the world here on Robinhood Radio. You can hear, of course, Arjun online, robinhoodradio.com, on demand. And you go to Arjun around the world, or you can get him on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play as well.